on the response of a star cluster to a tidal perturbation, by Luise Martinez Medina et al. We study the response of star clusters to individual tidal perturbations using controlled n-body simulations. We consider perturbations by a moving point mass and by a disk, and vary the duration of the perturbation as well as the cluster density profile. For fast perturbations, i.e. backward shocks, the cluster gains energy in agreement with theoretical predictions in the impulsive limit. For slow disk perturbations, the energy gain is lower, and this has previously been attributed to adiabatic damping. However, the energy gain due to slow perturbations by a point mass is similar to, or larger than that due to fast shocks, which is not expected because adiabatic damping should be almost independent of the nature of the tides. We show that the geometric distortion of the cluster during slow perturbations is of comparable importance for the energy gain as adiabatic damping, and that the combined effect can qualitatively explain the results. The half-mass radius of the bound stars after a shock increases up to approximately 7% for low-concentration clusters, and decreases approximately 3% for the most concentrated ones. The fractional mass loss is a nonlinear function of the energy gain, and depends on the nature of the tides and most strongly on the cluster density profile, making semi-analytic model predictions for cluster lifetimes extremely sensitive to the adopted density profile. This was On the Response of a Star Cluster to a Tidal Perturbation, by Luise Martinez Medina et al.